I like most of the restaurants in my neighborhood. They're all pretty good and cheap. There's one across the street. It's always busy. Really great food. Nicaraguan, Salvadoran food. Lots to choose from, and it's always, always busy. The food is displayed under glass along these long counters. You can eat it there or take it to go. You have to wait in line forever. I always get it to go so I can come home and watch football, hockey, whatever's on. I've gotten pretty good at ordering in Spanish. The hard part is knowing what the food is. There's no signs in English, and sometimes I remember the name of something and go back and check it out on the internet. One thing I looked up turned out to be pork intestines. Glad I checked that one out. Today I just ordered a simple chorizo and rice and beans. There's about 5 or 6 ladies behind this counter running like crazy to keep up with the people. Now you have to be careful. Once I looked down at my phone, I looked back up and they had skipped right past me. Somebody told me that they take care of the regulars first no matter where they are in the line. So you got to stay on your toes. As she is getting the box for the rice for my order, I noticed another lady accidentally dropped a large metal spatula from the grill to the floor. It clanged and bounced. Another lady scooped it up and put it right back on the grill. At least rinse it off, I thought. Wish I had not seen that. But that's the kind of thing you just can't unsee. I look back to see where my order is. The lady had packed the boxes with the rice, and now she is talking to someone several yards away. Come on, don't leave me hanging mid-order, I think. Pointing to the boxes, I say to another lady, "Es para mí?" She smiles and points to the grill. The first lady had thrown the chorizo links on the grill to heat them up. Before I could open my mouth again in any language, the second lady steps back, grabs the metal spatula, then flips and rolls my chorizo links. Holy moly, that's the spatula that was on the floor. Out loud, I said, "Hey, don't use that one." My words trailing off as I realized it was too late. I was drowned out by the loud din of the place anyway. I just paid, took my order home, and rinsed those chorizo links for a good 2 hours. It's totally worth it. They're just that good.